Good afternoon. This is Willie Terry, the roaming labor correspondent from the Hudson Mohawk magazine. On Friday, January the 25th, the Troy Area Labor Council, along with other unions, held a protest demonstration at the Leo O'Brien Federal Building located in Albany in support of the federal workers who were furloughed and unpaid. They were calling for the government to end the shutdown and to pay the workers. Now, in the course of this protest, President Trump came on television and told the nation that he would temporarily stop the closure for 3 weeks, and this was without an agreement to give him a border wall. Now, Trump said, if there is no agreement by February the 15th, on border security and the wall, he would again shut down the government. Well, in this segment today, you will hear from labor leaders, and they'll respond to the previous shutdown, and they'll respond to Trump's temporary agreement to end it.
All right, Adam.
Hi, everybody. First of all, I want to thank everybody for taking time out of whatever they had going on to come out here to show support. We do all welcome the news that there's been a 3-week stopgap spending measure, so the shutdown hopefully is over. I'm, however, not wholly confident that we might not be back in the same situation 3 weeks from now. So if that is the case, I hope that you guys would all come out again. For this shutdown, it did not directly affect Social Security employees. I am grateful for that, but I do remember the shutdown from 2013 where it was much less severe than this one. We only got half of a paycheck one time and then the rest of it was delayed. I cannot even begin to imagine what it would be like to go 2 full pay periods without being, without receiving money for work that people have been doing. We do have another whole round of other speakers, so I'm not gonna spend too much time flapping my gums. The next person I'd like to call up here is Andy Pallotta from the New York State Teachers Union.
Put them up.
When times are tough, you need friends.
Yes.
And we have a friend right here in Congressman Tonko. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Tonko.
We have friends in Congress. We have friends in this state. We stick together. Working people demand something. And it shouldn't have to be something we demand, but we do demand it. We demand respect. We demand respect for those that continued working with no pay. It seems ridiculous that in this society they should be brought to that level. But because of friends like Congressman Tonko, we have made a difference. We will stick together with working people. Unions stand together. We stick with our unions and we will prevail. Thank you.
Yeah. Mark Emanation, Capital District Area Labor Federation. Let's hear from Mark Emanation.
Hey everybody, good to see ya. Good to see ya!
Yeah.
One thing I want to say is the biggest problem facing working people in this country is not border security. The biggest problem is we got about half of our country living in poverty, and the only thing that can do anything about that is all of us sticking together and saying enough. We need a country that treats people fairly. We need jobs that pay living wages. We need help for the poor. We need help for everybody that needs it. We need a different system to do a better job. I believe unions are on the upswing. I'm glad I'm working for a union. I'm a member of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. I think all of you folks should be in a union too. And I'm really glad that we're here today. Thank you for coming out.
Next up, we're going to have Bill Cook from the National Association of Letter Carriers. So welcome, Bill.
It's great to see a solidarity crowd this size on a cold afternoon on a Friday, standing together with our federal employees who are being held hostage. held hostage for a wall, this time potentially being held hostage for something else. This is just one of many potential shutdowns that this president is ready to take us on. I congratulate champions like our Congressman Paul Tonko for standing fast, and I thank the government employees for standing fast with people like Paul Tonko for standing up for what is right, fighting for what is tough. We're not at the end of this fight. We're only in the middle of this fight, and the National Association of Glider Carriage stands with you.
Thank you, Doug. I want to share one other thought with all of you. I share the concern that was mentioned earlier about security in the long term. 11 times over, we sent appropriations bills that would fund agencies for 4 years. For 4 years, and they haven't been taken up in the other house. So the message continues. Pass legislation that will appropriate in the long term, so again, we can show respect to our federal workers. And then in conclusion, I would share this observation. This foolishness started with the president walking away from an agreement with the Senate, the House, and the White House. He walked away when right-wing America criticized the commitment. So he walked away from an agreement. And how did he cast it? For the sake of border security, security for the American people. What did we jeopardize over the last 35 days? Food safety, border safety, air traffic safety, and airport security. So it was totally a joke when you look at what happened. We're back to where we started. Now we have to go forward and play catch up on a session that is already behind because of foolishness by so-called leaders. Thank you everybody again for your commitment and standing strong.
I have right now here as my guest Mike and Fran Hyde from the Detroit Labor Council. The 800,000 federal workers and contractors have not went back to work yet. They ain't got their pay yet. So having this rally today, what did y'all hope to accomplish?
We hope to point out that, hey, this is really a lockout of 400,000 workers and the wage theft of another 400,000 workers. And it's ridiculous to tolerate that because it affects everyone in the country one way or another.
The friend, they just had a Trump just got on TV and said he got a temporary thing to end the shutdown. What did you think of that?
Well, I was very surprised but happy for the federal workers, but I'm also very cautious that we may be back here in 3 weeks. And believe me, Mr. Trump, the unions will be back. You are affecting not just the federal workers, but everyone in this country that relies on the government, and especially our poor people who need the government. Thank you.
And they talk about the wall. Is it, what is the labor response to the wall? The wall or wall not?
Well, the response of the Troy Area Labor Council is we're opposed to it because we believe that everyone other than the American Indian at some time was an immigrant. In particular, my family, most of them came over from Ireland around 1900 through Ellis Island. So the Irish were treated as poorly then as all the other groups. We got to wise up and realize we're all immigrants and we're all workers together.
So, friends, having this thing, do you think that in the lessons that we learned as a union person or a worker person?
Well, I think hopefully not just as a union family, but as a family of Americans that we've learned one injustice is an injustice to us all.
Hey, what are your view on the rally today?
Great rally.
And what do you think? That's all, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, friend.
And it was a great rally. Good turnout, such cold weather. Good to see everyone. Liked what people had to say, including Congressman Tonko, so it was a good rally.
And that's Art from the Solidarity Committee speaking, and the member of the Detroit Labor Council. What's about the wall? What do you think of that wall? Wall or no wall?
Well,
in terms of labor.
Well, I think it was a phony issue all along. It's not that opposed to any border security, but clearly the wall was just an issue that Trump used politically. And it was a phony issue all along.
Hey, how you on that,
to
man?
Lock out workers for 36 days for no reason at all. just for his own ego. Thank you, Willie.
All right, thank you, now. And I have one of the Troy Labor Council members, Adam Patel, and one of the organizers of the rally. Now, Adam, I just want to ask you a quick question. You know, the 800,000 workers are not back to work yet, you know, and we had the rally today. What did you hope to accomplish around this rally?
Well, we mostly wanted to get across the point that even though in the mid-afternoon they announced that the shutdown was over, that it really isn't over, because what was talked about on TV by the president today was a three-week temporary stopgap measure. It doesn't actually address the issues. And until the government is fully funded without a three-week deadline, the issue's not actually over.
I think that in terms of this whole shutdown, that there were some lessons learned by the unions or by workers?
I think that a lot of workers have realized that in a lot of ways, especially federal workers, are not necessarily helpless, but we don't have all of the same tools at our disposal that other unions in like the private sector may, for example. Federal employees by law are prohibited from striking or even advocating for a strike. So when we're pushed back into a corner, there's a lot less effective tools that we have in order to attempt to fight back. Some of the few things that we do is have it raising public awareness through rallies. So I think that a lot of federal workers in particular, maybe one of the things that they learned is that the struggles of labor is not something that is beneath them. It's become a lot more real to a lot more employees in the federal public sector than probably at any point in the past. And the amount of widespread public support for federal workers has definitely been encouraging. This rally we had today, it almost self-organized. The public was interested and on board. It was little effort to get people out here today.
You're a federal worker, right?
I am. I am a federal worker. I work for the public at the Social Security Administration. And I'm also the Union Grievance Vice President for AFGE 3340. Thanks, Willie. You have a nice day.